The wildest week in Bonds. Are you ready for this one?
Oh, yeah. This was Anton was very proud of this piece. I'm going to tell you right now. He told me about it all weekend long.
This, we titled this The Wildest Week in Bonds. And do you know why we titled this The Wildest Week in Bonds? Because as Anton said earlier, when he did the option jive this morning, this was the largest one-week move in the yield curve. What did he say, in 40 years?
Something like that, yeah.
And also had to be one of the largest moves in bonds in a long, long time. Bonds are down 30 today. Notes are down 16. The yield curve is relatively flat. When we say that, the reason we can say that is because two notes, 2 times 16 is 32, and bonds are down 30. That's the equivalent of being a very flat yield curve today. Okay.
Sure. It hasn't moved much. The relationship between the two hasn't moved much.
Yeah. When we talk about pairs trades, like today, the big move in the pairs trades is NASDAQ versus whatever. And, you know, so we do bring trades. We do bring discussions of trades up that I promise you nobody else in this industry even talks about. I promise you that nobody's talking about Russell, NASDAQ, or, you know, bonds, notes, or 2 years, 10 years. It's just not things that retail investors do, but they are very tradable, and they do all have micro products as well. Yeah. So the wildest week in bonds, let's take a look. So since the Silicon Valley Bank debacle, the bond market has seen an insane rally and a huge jump in implied volatility. This is correct. It's rare that we get bond volatility to explode to the upside, but we did. And we have seen a massive rally in bonds over the last week. And ZB are bonds, ZN are notes, and ZT are the 5 years. I'm sorry, the 2 years. So ZT are 2 years, ZN are 10 years, and ZB is supposedly the 30 year. There's also a ZF, which is the 5 year.
You say supposedly because it's made up more.
It's like a basket. It's like basket. A basket.
It's closer to 20 some odd years. Yes.
Yeah, 20 something. We don't even, actually nobody even knows, but it's close. It's in there somewhere.
But would know.
They call that the long bond. Now there also is a ZU, or what's the ultra bond? Is it ZU or is it, we don't trade it much. I forgot what it is. Is it forward slash
right.
U something? I don't remember. There's an ultra bond, which is a super long bond, which has even more fluctuations. And there's also a ZF, which is the ZF, just so you know, is the 5 year. And then we used to trade
forward slash UB, Tom.
UB is the ultra bond. So there's the ultra bond, the 30 year bond, the 10 year bond, and then the 2 year. Those are the three that we put up on the board are the three that are most tradable and most yield curve. Let's call it yield curve specific. We don't trade options in the ZTs, just so you know, because they just don't. It's just a tough one to trade options in. But the ZBs we trade options, and the ZN we trade options. The difference between ZB and ZN is ZN is half the size of ZB, and there is an ultra bond, like I said. There's also a ZF, which is a 5 year, and then recently they changed the very short term symbol from GE to SR forward slash SR. So it used to be called Euro dollars, and now it's called, what is it? Standard rates or something? Or
something like that, yes.
I forgot what it's called, but it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the next slide. So what was the likelihood of seeing a move like we just saw, and how does this stack up against other high volatility periods in bonds? Well, I think Anton already gave us a hint, but let's just assume that the chances of seeing a move like we just saw anytime in the near future is probably very close to zero to none. But I'm going to guess we're talking about something that's in the neighborhood, based on what he just said, of a 3 or 4 standard deviation move. So the chance of seeing that in the future, just remember, a 3 standard deviation move is less than 1%. A 4 standard deviation move is less than a fraction, a very small fraction of 1%. Let's see what the answer is. Next slide, please. So we did a study. We looked at the 2 years, the 10 years, and the 30 years since 2003. That's 20 years. We studied the price and implied volatility data to determine the implied volatility, or I'm sorry, the implied probability of seeing the recent move based on implied volatility and the ranking of this price move to other historical moves and the effect on the yield curve inversion. Cool. So, since the move started on March 9th, the two-year notes rallied 2.1% or four times greater than the expected move. This marked the largest one-week rally in two-year notes in the study. So over the last 20 years, this was the largest rally in 20 years.
Yeah, 2% doesn't sound like a lot when you're, you know, you have the E-mini S&Ps or the NASDAQ or the Russell moving 1% or 2% per day. I mean, the Russell's up 1.5% right now. 2% doesn't sound like a lot. But when you put it into perspective on what this product is not supposed to move. It's designed to be quite steady. And a move like that, four times greater, I don't think you get to see this for quite some time again.
I agree with you. I agree. This is a picture Anton showed earlier, but let's keep going. So, although the raw percent moves in bonds seemed reasonable between 2 and 5%, when compared to their implied volatilities, they amounted to a 2 standard deviation move for bonds and a 4 standard deviation move for the 2 years. So you can see here that we have the implied volatility. The reason you can't trade options on the 2 years is because with an implied volatility of 3, which is the high end, because normally it's about half that, it's untradeable. The notes are pushing it, and the bonds at 15 are, you know, those are clearly very high. So they're tradable now. Like my two biggest short premium positions are bonds and notes. I haven't made any money on them yet, but those are my two biggest short premium positions, bonds and notes. Expected move by today on March 9th, we put the numbers up. And then we have the actual move just to show you this was before and then to where we are today. I mean, that's kind of crazy. That's four times, that's two, you know, over two times, that's two times. Those are just massive moves.
Sure.
And the probability, so this is what I talked about before. When you get a 4 standard deviation move, the probability is less than 0.1%. When you get in the ZBs, you got a move that happens 0.5% of the time, and the bonds 2% of the time. These are massive outliers. Now, lucky thing, we were on the right side of that market because we thought that the bonds were oversold and the yield curve was crazy. So we got lucky for once.
But yeah, I mean, it wasn't like you bought the bottom. You had to take some trade out of it, some heat on it for some time. It wasn't a layup.
Yeah, got it. Let's go to the next slide. Perfect. So the extreme outliers in this move were the shorter term bonds, with the move eclipsing all others since 2003. So longer term bonds had a sizable move, but ranked fifth place for the largest rallies. I'm surprised that that's fifth place, but we did have some crazy ass rallies in 2013 and then Brexit and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So the top three largest one week rallies in bonds. Let's take a look. Okay. Well, in bonds, February 2015. Yeah, that was bad. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that. Yes, I remember.
All I can tell you was that February of 2015, that 12.6% move in bonds, that was as bad as it gets for us.
That was when you took me down.
That was one of the worst weeks I had in the decade. So I remember that. The second largest rally was March of 2020. I don't remember that bond move as much. I just remember the stock move there. But it's really funny that the bonds, notes, and the 2 years all have different dates. Surprising.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, I guess what end of the curve is moving?
Yeah, well, March 2023 is up there on the 2 years and the 10 years. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next slide. The 2-10 spread steepened by 61 basis points, the largest one-week steepening since 2001. This comes out to a 6 standard deviation move with the theoretical probability of occurrence of 2 in 1 billion. I called it.
That's crazy.
2 in 1 billion. I guess we didn't exactly call that. Wow. Let's go to the next slide. That surprises me, but I mean, I thought we were oversold. I didn't think that we'd see that.
Sure.
Takeaways. The second largest bank failure in history paved the way for one of the largest price and volatility expansions in the bond market to date. Two-year notes have had the largest move, resulting in the yield curve steepening to its December 2022 high. You know, this is all a flight to quality, but that's okay. Because you sometimes you need an event to just create the, you know, create whatever activity you need. Mm-hmm. And then the sudden yield curve steepening shows the magnifying tail risk present in all financial markets. The actual probability is always greater than theoretically expected.
Good job. Good job by the team. Good job out of you. Thank you to CBOE for sponsoring that. We're going to take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got more Tasty Live after this. We've got, oh, joy, your friend and mine, Mr. Scott Sheridan, followed by your phone calls, 855-238-2789 or 855-BE-TASTY. That's the number to call. We got 4 or 5 lines open. We'd love to hear from you, so light them up. We'll get to your phone calls early. We appreciate your time.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Live, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live, Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, or registered broker-dealer.